Thanks for contacting customer support, Mike. Speaking, how may I assist you?
I need to have you guys stop taking money out of my checking account.
I'm a third-party customer service agency, ma'am. We deal with over 100 different companies. Can I have your zip code?
44708.
Your first and last name?
Wanda Halter, H-A-L-T-E-R.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like you enter a raffle or a sweepstakes. Maybe they told you was gonna win an item, and when you check that box stating that you're 18 years old, they stated terms and conditions. 9 times out of 10, you probably didn't read those terms and conditions that stated you will only be billed probably $2, $4, $6, $8, or $10 for the shipping and handling at the time. And maybe 9 times out of 10, you didn't click on those terms and conditions, because if you did, you would have read that that would be only for the shipping and handling fee, and that once that item. And that once your name is placed in the entry box for that item, every 30 days you'll be billed the full amount, which is $59.89, and you'll be entered in that raffle drawing box every 30 days and charge that amount when you check that box. You didn't read the terms and conditions.
Okay, well, there wasn't nothing like that.
You didn't read the terms and conditions, ma'am.
Okay, so how do I stop it?
Give me 1 second. Alpha 35, 50, 75. I have you canceled out of this subscription, man. You will not be rolled in this subscription or answered in this raffle drawing anymore.
Okay. Do you have a confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am. I was just about to ask you, would you like that cancellation code?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie, 920-808-252.
Okay, and there's no way I can see about getting that back, huh?
No, ma'am. You answered a raffle.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
You as well. Thanks.